We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Reish Gimel in the regular edition, and now we're using a new edition too. What's this edition called? The Zeligman edition. So, in this edition, the Machon Dat Utvuna edition, and it's page Reish Samach Tes. Ve'rabot pa'amim chashavti al ma she'anu umrim bavidui. I've often thought about that, what we say in the Vidui, Sanu mitztecho mishpatecha atovim v'lo shava lanu. We say, we veered off of your mitzvos and righteous laws, and we didn't come out equal, we didn't come out ahead, we didn't come out even equal. We lost by it. V'lo shava lanu, it wasn't worth it for us. Haynu shafiru eino shave be'inenu avodat Hashem itbarach li'inene asakeinu. So he has a new pshat in this. Ordinarily we say, v'lo shava lanu means we didn't end up even. We lost by it. But he's going to give another interpretation to the words, v'lo shava lanu. It wasn't equal to us. What does that mean? Shafiru eino shave be'inenu avodat Hashem itbarach li'inene asakeinu. And it wasn't equal means we didn't even equate it with our own mundane dealings. The ilu binyanei asakeinu, because when it comes to our dealings, imanu mochin as a chefetz. Let's say we're selling something. Kamanu mishadin yapotul feroto. We're so careful to clean it, to make it look nice. There's a special job in our makolet. They dust the bottles. They're selling you bottles of juice. So they have a schedule. Once a week, they send someone out there to clean off the bottles, because then people are more apt to buy them. If they're covered with dust, you're not interested in buying a bottle of juice. So, when you're selling something, you take time to make it look nice. You wash your car, you vacuum it, kedei sheyeh l'ratzon lifnei hakoneh, so that the buyer will find favor in the eyes of the buyer. Ve'arvech mizeh zegargirei kesef, and then you make a few pennies off that. V'av shebe'emet ein tov kol kach, even though really the item you're selling isn't so good. Nonetheless, person works very hard that it should look nice to the buyer. And certainly, if what you're selling is really good, for example, if you're selling a beautiful stone that shines, do you think that you can cover it with something crass and then it'll still give its light? On the contrary, he cleans the stone. There's a special job, cleaning stones. I used to have a friend who does that, so that they shine nicely when you're going
to
sell them.
When you go to the jeweler, Dafka, when you pick something out, the first thing they do is shine.
Right, the first thing they do is shine it, make it look nice. Kedei sheyitgaleh lifnei hakol rov yikaro, so that everyone can see how precious it is. But when it comes to the mitzvot, where the essence of a person's holiness and his eternal existence is contingent on the mitzvah. The verse says, the verse says, you will remember, you will perform my mitzvot, and you will be holy. Meaning, you want to know where you become holy from. Holiness stems from mitzvot. Be careful with my mitzvos. That's what will give you life. You want to know where life comes from? From mitzvos. You want to know where holiness comes from? From mitzvos. So you're dealing with something which is really precious. You have certain things that are so precious, that are a complete mitzvah. Paying wages on time. Yeah, that's a mitzvah. Giving a person a loan. That's a biblical mitzvah. You have so many biblical mitzvos you encounter on a daily basis, and they're precious. Shumatzui b'cholet u'b'chol sha'a, things that we encounter so often. V'anu b'atzmeinu mashpilin et ha'es katov ha'nivchacho. And we put down that dealing, that mitzvah. Shekama pa'amim chasarim pratei ha'mitzvah shetzirich la'mitzvah hi. Sometimes, how often we do a mitzvah, and we're missing a detail in that mitzvah. And sometimes it's just the thought where we've been discussing that that's an integral part of the mitzvah, and a person does the mitzvah and he's not even thinking. Now, if we'd really think this way, life would look so different. When the guy shoves me behind in line, if I think, okay, now I have two options. I'm going to get annoyed the way I'd like to get annoyed, or I'm going to do biblical mitzvah of being kind to my fellow man, and I'm going to be calm, and I'm going to turn around with a smile. If we'd only think in that manner, then we'd be behaving very differently. So the idea of thinking of the mitzvot as we do them is being stressed by the Chafetz Chaim from the perspective of, do it right. If you're going to do it, you do all your business right, so do your mitzvot right. But I would add that if you think this way, then you end up doing it more. I remember for years I was washing my hands before davening, because it's a rabbinic institution to wash your hands before davening. Then a few years ago we learned over here in the Taryag Mitzvos book, that little book we used to learn on Fridays, about how you should have kavanah when you wash your hands before davening, that you're fulfilling a rabbinic institution, and that's a fulfillment of two biblical mitzvot, to fulfill the rabbinic institution of washing your hands before davening. And once I started doing that, suddenly I was so much more careful to make sure I got my hands washed before davening. If beforehand I would do it whenever I could, now I did it even when I thought I couldn't, because I was thinking about it. You think about it differently. So this thought of, I'm doing a mitzvah, he's saying, get it right. Just like you sell an item, you try to get that right. You want to get every bit of profit you can get out of it. Same thing here. You're doing a mitzvah. You might as well get the most out of it. You have the proper thoughts. Yes?
It's a dogma about the guy that shoves you from behind in the line or whatever. Where do you draw the line, though? Because we're talking about a lot of the stuff he says here is that people are doing this because they're ignorant. They don't know how they're supposed to behave in certain circumstances. And in situations like that, like a lot of people, like I don't know, maybe they don't realize that they, that when they're pushing your body, they're just trying to bring to your attention or something like that. How do you know to draw the line between wanting to be like, hey, what are you doing? And just smiling it away, right?
I don't think there's a line. Usually smile.
Just smile?
It's very rare. I'll tell you, I was once davening here at the Machon. And the guy davening next to me finished his Shmona Esrei before me. And he decided he wanted a sefer that was, he was to my left and the sefer was to my right. So he reaches across and socks me in the face as he's getting the sefer. He doesn't mean to sock me in the face. I'm standing Shmona Esrei and suddenly I feel a shoulder going boom into my cheek. So I open my eyes. I'm wondering, what did I do wrong? Who just punched me? And I see this guy. I close my eyes. I figure, okay, it happened once. That's it. No, he finished his Shmona Esrei. He wants to get out. So a second later, I'm being thrown off my feet because he has to brush by and there's no room. I'm with my feet together, not a very good position. I'm not so balanced. And he decided he has to go by, even though I'm standing there. Boom! I'm literally being bowled over. So, what?
You get that a lot of the Tachan Merkazit because they end up starting a minion at the other side.
Yeah.
And they want to wait for the one inside to finish. Okay. All the time, everyone
pushes. So, I'm standing there and I'm thinking, this is a student of the Machon, I'm a rabbi at the Machon. Maybe I should tell him something. I decided I'm too partial, I'm too nogea bedavar. It's too personal. It's going to be too much a reflection of how I feel and not enough of a reflection of what he has to hear. So he's going to have to lose out. He's not going to get my words of wisdom. So I decided, okay, I'm being quiet. Say there, I'm... silent. And I kept asking myself, is it right to be quiet? Is it wrong to be quiet? I said, if the guy doesn't understand that if someone's standing and you have to get by, it's not right to knock him over, so then he needs much more than I could give him, and I don't even know him yet. Okay, so I'm not saying anything. Say there. A week passes, 2 weeks pass. He shows up in a class. He's not even from our department. Shows up in one class, shows up in another class. Became a star student here. After a year or two, there was room in some class to mention something about, if someone's standing Shmona Esrei, you're not even supposed to sit down within 4 footsteps of them, let alone pass in front of them. And lot, you allude to the points, and the guy develops and learns. And I always thought back, if I would have said something, I doubt he would have ever felt comfortable walking into the class. He wasn't from our department. He didn't belong in our classes, so to speak. Technically, this wasn't his mother tongue. But he did show up. And for a long time later, he was learning and he grew. And eventually, I hope he got more refined. I hope through the learning, he got there. I don't think I would have accomplished anything had I said something. I think in general, it's better to swallow. Chazal say that Hashem likes the people who... even when they're shamed, they don't shame back. Even when they're wrong, they can swallow it. Okay, it's not comfortable. It's not fun. But say there, if we think for a minute, hey, I'm doing a mitzvah, so I wasn't thinking I'm doing a mitzvah. I thought I'm too upset. You know, standing Shmonesri, getting socked in the face is not what you want to be doing. So I just thought I'm not going to get it right. Even then it's not fun. Okay, so the Avshikama Vupula Zoloiku Pasov Chanal, even though we proved earlier that you'll still get wages even if you didn't have the right intent for the mitzvah, Mikol Makom Akhtin Bazeta Mitzvah Mod. Nonetheless, one is really diminishing the mitzvah if one doesn't have the proper intent. You won't find a person doing business and he's willing to forgo profit like that. On the contrary, that's where people get burnt. They try to make the maximum profit off of it. What's the real reason? And this is something that Tzion was pushing a few weeks ago. The real reason is because we don't really think about the world to come. We don't really value it. If we'd really think about it, if it were really a part of our lives, then we would behave totally different. So that's what he's saying. That's what we say, v'lo shavalanu. He says, when we say slichos, we say v'lo shavalanu, we're saying we don't even equate it with our regular business practices. Therefore, praised is a person who's smart and thinks about his actions, to do them in the perfect way, that one should do the good deed, the good action, and think about it. I'm doing it because it's a mitzvah of Hashem, v'itkadesh ha'idez el Hashem. And then he also accomplishes what the Chafetz Chaim said earlier, that he himself becomes a holier person towards Hashem. And that's what the verse says. That's why the verse says, remember, I commanded you to do it. Do the mitzvos and then you'll be holy. And the Chafetz Chaim says, the idea here of do them and be holy is, do them with that thought, I'm doing them because God said so. So that's the point that he made over here in this last segment that we learned today, in the end of the footnote, that although you do a mitzvah, even if you had the wrong intent, you're doing a mitzvah, at the end of the day you did accomplish, but you grow much more in a mitzvah if you do it with the proper intent, and you wouldn't forgo any profit in your regular business, so why should you forgo this tremendous profit that you're supposed to get from the mitzvahs, which you would have if we only had the proper intent.